So it always helps to hear an example of a connection culture in a social sector type setting. And one of our clients is Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. And it's one I have a very personal affection for because my, more than 10 years ago, my wife Katie was diagnosed with breast cancer and advanced ovarian cancer. And I'll never forget our first visit to Sloan Kettering. You know, Katie's probability of survival for more than 5 years was less than 10% at that time, and our daughters were just 10 and 12 years old. And you can imagine, as a parent and a spouse, this is the love of my life, Katie, and I was concerned about losing my best friend and just sad at the thought that Katie might not see the girls grow up and our daughters would lose this really wonderful mother. And so we knew we had to be aggressive in treating this, and we signed Katie up for an experimental treatment at Memorial Sloan Kettering, which is in Midtown Manhattan. And I'll never forget our first visit. I'm walking down the sidewalk, and the doorman, a guy named Nick Medley, locked his eyes on Katie and smiled and greeted her like a returning friend. Now, this is in New York City where no one makes eye contact. And it caught my attention to see Nick making eye contact. And we entered the lobby. The receptionist was calling everyone honey, also very unusual. The security people, the administrative people were helpful and friendly. And we met our oncologist, Dr. Marty Hensley. She spent an hour with us. She educated us about the treatment options. She answered a long list of questions. She was upbeat and optimistic. And by the end of the day, I had two reactions, Denise. One was, I had done the research and I knew this is one of the best teams to treat ovarian cancer, advanced ovarian cancer in the world. And then I had a second reaction I wasn't prepared for, and that was I knew they cared. I felt a sense of connection to them. And when I was walking toward the entrance of Sloan Kettering, I had this dread and felt like I would be entering a place of death and dying. But what I found, it was a culture of life and living. And that really became clear for me one day when Katie was having chemotherapy. It's called intraperitoneal chemotherapy, where they fill up the abdominal cavity with cisplatin, which is a type of very toxic type of chemo, but it happens to work, and saline. And so I went to get something to drink, and when I came out across the hall, there was an open lounge where people were gathered talking about the results of an employee engagement survey, and they didn't seem to pay attention to me, so I just stood there and listened, and I saw Nick, the doorman, and I just heard people say how much they loved their mission to provide the best cancer care anywhere, how much they loved their patients and the people they worked with. And seeing that, it was such a contrast to what I had experienced most of my career on Wall Street. I really didn't want to go. I decided not to go back, that I was just going to keep working on this new company, and I wanted to help organizations create the type of culture that I saw at Sloan Kettering. It was a life changer for me. And you know, earlier this year, we celebrated the 12th year of Katie being cancer-free from advanced ovarian cancer, and now Sloan Kettering is one of our clients. We actually have a workshop coming up in about 3 weeks, a day-long workshop on connection culture. So if you look at the Sloan Kettering culture, just very briefly, the vision can be summarized as the best cancer care anywhere. That's what they're aspiring for. And when you look at do they value people? You see that. It's a very supportive culture where they do value one another. The leaders I know there really care about the people who work for them and the patients and their family members. And so that value piece is in place too. And then finally, just the fact that they had that gathering where they were going through the results of an employee engagement survey, it shows that they seek the opinions and ideas of their employees, which is the voice element. So that's just a quick example, but it's no surprise that Sloan Kettering has been the number one or two cancer center in the U.S. for almost 30 years now. So it's a wildly successful organization. If you look at the cancer industry, about half of cancers now have been converted to chronic diseases that can be managed and are no longer life-threatening. So it's really remarkable what the cancer industry has accomplished and with organizations like Sloan Kettering. So that's my favorite connection culture for obvious reasons.